continue standing for scripture reading. Today from Jonah chapter 4 verse 10 to 11. But the Lord said, "You have been concerned about this plant, though you did not tend it or make it grow. It sprang up overnight and died overnight. And should I not have concern for the great city of Nineveh, in which there are more than 120,000 people who cannot tell their right hand from their left, and also many animals?" This is the word of God. Please be seated. Now we'd like to invite our beloved Pastor Park on the stage to share today's message.
Thank you so much. I believe that this third service is something different between the first service and second service. I would like to speak to you in Japanese. Yeah. Okay. So, how to say the good afternoon in Japanese? Konnichiwa. Okay. This afternoon, I want to bless you in Japanese. God bless you. Some people know, so God bless you in Japanese. Some people kami. Kami. I love you. Okay. Yeah. Kami sama wa anata wo aishite masu. Let's talking together. God loves you. Yeah. One. Kami sama wa anata wo aishite masu. 1, 2, 3. Let's go, Japan. Okay, more than enough. Actually, Pastor Matsumoto supposed to be here today. Who is Pastor Matsumoto? Matsumoto accept our Agape Japan Mission team this year, 2024. Actually, he is 67 years old this year. He has 6 grandchildren. But I introduced about Agape Mission team and about the Agape story. It was so exciting. So he waiting for you, Agape, all the mission team in Japan, in Kagoshima now. He sent a video clip. So Pastor Park, can I send some video clip to you? Yes, please. So he sent a video clip today. Let's call, hello, Pastor Matsumoto, say together. One, he's here, right? Yeah. 1, 2, 3. Hello, Matsumoto.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Pastor Matsumoto. I'm serving at Hope Christ Church in Kagoshima City in Japan. First of all, I want to express my heartfelt thanks to Agape Christian Center in Singapore, Senior Pastor Wong Yuk Chin, Mission Elder Jia He, and Elder Gaho, Pastor Lee Shen, and all the faithful members of the church for sending Missionary Park to join us here. This partnership is a great encouragement to me personally and our church and to many churches in Kagoshima area. So I deeply appreciate all your support from the bottom of my heart. The words from Ecclesiastes chapter 4, 9 to 10. Two are better than one. And it said, if neither of them falls, one can help the other up. Has a special meaning for me. And this verse reminds me of the strength we find in working together for God's mission. I am truly grateful for this shared mission with you. In the book of Numbers, in the Old Testament, the 12 scouts saw giant in the promised land. Yet the land was a good land, flowing with milk and honey. Out of 12, only 2 believed they could overcome with God's help. Likewise, we face many giants here. But thank God, Pastor Park has chosen to be one of the 2. And I want to be the other one. I'm convinced that Japan is a good land. And with God's help, we can overcome these challenges. I believe all my heart that God will do great things in Japan. For Pastor Park, I have known him for 7 years. As you know, he has a big heart and, yes, a big body too.
Yeah, big body too.
He's a genuinely nice guy. From the beginning, I saw his deep passion and burden for Japan. He has faithfully prayed for Japan with love and care for our nation and for our people. And I expect God to use him mightily in this nation. Knowing that we have someone like him who shares our vision and passion together gives us more strength than I can put into words. Lastly, I ask that you continue to keep us in your prayer with God's guidance and support from partners like you. I believe we will see many lives and many churches transformed here in Japan. Thank you again for your love and your support and your prayers. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor. See you. Bye-bye. Once again, thank you for inviting me again in this wonderful, powerful, the holy ground, a wonderful place. Yes, I'm so privileged and honored to be here to share the gospel with you this morning, the afternoon. So today, I would like to share God's word from chapter 4 of Jonah. The title is What I Cherish. What I Cherish. Yeah, brothers and sisters, so let us think about why Japan, our God called everyone to this place. Let's think about his heart through the Jonah this morning. Do you have anything you cherish? What is your most favorite, most important thing with you? Some people say maybe car. Yes. I cannot move this one, can I? So, yeah, some people say I like a car. Yeah, my favorite is car. So some people, they wash the car in the morning, afternoon, in the day, every time. So some of the sisters say, oh, I like a bag also. Whoa, so luxury bag. I like it, my favorite. Some people say, oh, jewelry. So in this year, so I went to the Kagoshima. I attend the church. I preach and there, the places I preach. And after preach, they have some ranch fellowship together. So one of the brother bring some orange, the Japanese orange, bring into the ranch fellowship. The pastor Park, it is I took the my tree in the orange tree. So please take this orange, especially for you. So beside us, the wife say he is always looking for the orange tree in the morning, afternoon, and every time look at the orange tree. So he very like the orange tree. But Pastor Park, this is a very important, very first orange, my orange tree. Please take this one. So maybe some of them very famous one is a car, jewelry, and bags. So, what does God cherish? Yes, it is you and I. He cherishes you and I and everyone. John chapter 3 say, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. That's right. God wants everyone to be saved. Say again. God wants everyone to be saved. However, today main character, the Jonah. I heard about the Jonah from the Sunday school all the time. But why Pastor Buck bring this chapter again? I don't know. But Holy Spirit will touch you through this Jonah. Main character Jonah, he doesn't know about God's heart. He don't understand why we have to go to Nineveh. I don't want. But Jonah chapter 1 verse 2 say, God told Jonah to go to the great city Nineveh and shout and preach. Who in the Bible, God sent Jesus Christ into the earth to shout, to preach, to make a disciple, right? And Jesus' final command, a final great command also, go to the city and preach to make a disciple. Same. God told Jonah, go to the great city Nineveh and shout and preach. But Jonah, he didn't hear God's word. He totally don't understand why. Yeah, we totally understand, as we know that Nineveh was the capital city of Assyria Empire, right? So Nineveh, the worship idols so strongly, and Nineveh immoral and cruel. Nineveh was Israel's cruel. Nineveh also was Israel's longtime enemy. And Assyria Empire already defeated, conquered the sum of Israel land. So Jonah don't want to go Nineveh. Jonah doesn't understand God's speaking, God's will. Even now, many people ask me, hey, Pastor Bob, why Japan? Why Japan among the many countries? Am I right? The Japan caused a lot of damage, a lot of pain to Korea for 36 years. I believe not only Korea, right? Maybe Singapore, maybe some of the East the area also. So many people ask me, even in Korea, I'm a Japan missionary. Why Japan? Japan is an enemy. Now I can tell you, brothers and sisters, because I receive unending love. I receive countless grace and love from God more than anyone else. I believe Japan needs God's love and grace more than any country else. Yeah, Japan needs forgiveness, their sins by the blood of Jesus Christ. What is God's heart? What is His heart? His heart is for all the people to be saved. All the people. Not only Singapore, not only Korea. I like it Philippines. Okay, only not only the Philippines. The God's heart is for all the people to be saved. First, Timothy say, this is good. This is good and please God our Savior who wants all people to be saved. Like Jonah, we don't know the purpose of God's heart. Sometimes we tie down by our thought and narrow down God's will. We have the responsibility to preach and share the gospel. It is good news, especially to everyone, especially outside of church. Because God's heart, God wants to save everyone to be saved. Therefore, we cannot make an exception from our perspective for mission. We cannot put exception to Japanese people who still do not know. He still cannot distinguish between left and right spiritually. We must have the sense of holy burden to lead these kind of the people into the Lord. If you believe that Jesus Christ, you must share the good news to outside of the people, outside the church, the people. However, sometimes we condemn to people like Jonah did. We must take a time to pray. We must take a time to think that we are not disobeying God's commands. According to Jonah chapter 3, say, go to the great city. God says, go to the great city of the Nineveh and proclaim to it the message I give you. Jonah, yes, according to his will, he went to the Nineveh and he proclaimed according to God's command. After 40 more days, and Nineveh will be destroyed. Yeah, as we know that, very surprising. The people in Nineveh and even the king, declared the fasting and they are all repentant. Amazing. And finally, our God changed his mind as well. Jonah chapter 3, verse 10 says, when God saw they did, how they turned from their evil way, he relented of the disaster. Yes, church, I believe that now is a good time for the Japanese people's heart to be shaken spiritually through the Agape Mission Team. I explained about Agape Mission Team into the Kagoshima, the pastors. Last month, I visited there, so introduced about Agape Mission Team. So total, maybe 30, more than 30 people from one church come to the Kagoshima. They're all surprised. Wow, 30 people from only one church? Yes, they have the passion for Japan. They pray for Japan. They're very exciting. So many people, many churches now sign up to accept our team members, the youth and donkey tracting as well. I believe that God changed his mind. Just like God changed his mind from destroy to the forgiveness, he will change his mind to rebuild Japan spiritually. So that finally Japan will become a mission ground. Japan will become a mission country for the rest of the world. Do you know why God still continues to remain take care for Japan? Yep, you are right. A country, the Japan, with a Christian population is less than 0.4% only. In 124 million. Can you calculate right now? Because you are young, right? So please give me the answer. 0.4% in 123 million. Never mind. Okay. Yeah. Some of them. Yeah. So, yeah. Sorry? Yes. Thank you so much, Elder. Yeah, Elder Carrie. Yeah. God bless you. 神様はあなたを愛してます。A country that will disappear if God blows it once. Do you know why? Because even now, even today, many people now pray for Japan. Our God, God is good. Our God is listening someone's prayer. Please pray for Japan. When you go to the Japanese restaurant, just 1 minute, pray for Japan. Revival Japan. Go Don Quixote, pray for Japan. No need to pray for the Don Quixote. Just pray for Japan. Spiritual revival Japan. You go to the sushi, pray for Japan. When you go everywhere, if you chance to meet the Japanese people, God bless you. How to say God bless you in Japanese? Just now we learn, right? I forgot already. Wow, amazing. Wow. I like you. Okay, yeah. 神様はあなたを愛してます。Some people say that in Japanese, why not? 神様はあなたを愛してます。あ、なんでしょうか。あ、日本語喋れるんですか。はい、そうです。私は日本のために祈ってます。あ、ありがとうございます。ということで、Never mind. Okay, He is waiting patiently. God is waiting the country, Japan, continuously. I like this Bible verse. Old Testament, Genesis chapter 18, say, Abraham asked God, our Almighty God, if I find 50 people of righteousness in this area, this city, would you destroy the land? I like this verse, actually. Even now, I pray to God, God, please give me the short while, give me the time, because I want to bring more people into the Japan to share, to shout, to preach, to the proclaim, you are the good, you are the way. Because many Japanese people now lose the way, lose their life, lose everything. No, cannot say that. The Pastor Bach say, no, many Japanese pastors, even non-believers say, our country is lose hope, lose the way, lose the life as well. But I know who is the life. I know who is the eternal life. Only Jesus Christ. I want to bring more people into the Japan to share, to proclaim, to make a disciple. I like this verse, Genesis chapter 18. Abraham, really, I can feel Abraham's heart. Can you feel this heart of the Abraham? Please give me the short while. Give me the 2 more years. Give me the 5 more years I want to bring. And I want to find the 50 people of righteousness, the people in that area. God say, no, I don't destroy. Our current mission in Japan, we have to look for lost worship. I'm talking so many times, we are so happy because we are one of the 99 sheep, right? So we are happy. Don't worry about that. God take care of the 99 sheep. But the lost one sheep, if you are the lost one sheep, so how you feel? But our shepherd is good God. He wants to go and search to the lost one sheep. Who is the lost one sheep? Japan. Still, they don't know about Christmas as well. What is Christmas? Yeah, just share the present, isn't it? No. They don't know about Jesus Christ as well. So could you pray together with me? Let's go and shout and proclaim. Let's proclaim together for His mercy and His unending love, agape love. Back to the text. So, however, our God is so good God, after God turned His will and did not destroy the land. But Jonah don't like it. Even Jonah get angry. Oh. Jonah said, God, you should destroy this city as you promised us. God speak to Jonah through the vain incident. In Jonah chapter 4, say, 9, 10, 11. Then God said to Jonah, is it right for you to be angry because the plan died? The Jonah said, yes. Even angry enough to die. The Lord said, you feel sorry about the plan? It came quickly, died quickly. But my son, Nineveh, has more than 120,000 people living in darkness, spiritual darkness. Shouldn't I concern for this city, Nineveh? Shouldn't I concern for Japan? Because now 99% the Japanese people still do not know about Jesus Christ. Shouldn't I concern for Japan? This morning, this afternoon, can you hear God's voice, brothers and sisters? God speak to you and I right now. Can you understand my heart? Can you understand my heart? And God say, can you help me? Can you help me? John chapter 4 say, open your eyes and look at the field. There are ripe for the harvest, but the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. Now, in Japan, more than 99% of Japanese people living in spiritual darkness. Can you bring this whole message into the Japan together? I'm fine. Yes, Pastor Park, I go to Japan many times for holiday. Doesn't matter. Tokyo, whatever, it doesn't matter. I believe that another time, please join mission trip. For donkey tracking, for the mission team, the YA team members as well. Please come to Japan and start prayer walk yourself. Because they cannot understand the difference between what is right, what is left spiritually. Our God, speak to me, speak to you. How can I not spare them? I want for all the people to be saved. Lastly, I would like to introduce this Hudson Taylor, the founding father of the Chinese mission, right? He said, I have found there are three stages for the mission. Number one, stage is impossible. Second one is difficult. Finally, it's done. Japan's mission is impossible. Very difficult. But I believe that on that day, we can say it's done by the love of God. I want to go to the conclusion. What is God's heart through the Jonah? What is God's heart? Number one, He wants such the people who are available to share His holy burden. God chose the Jonah. Who was the Jonah? He was complain. He was also upset and disobeying. But He, our God, chose even the Jonah. Now, our God searched you for Japan's revival. And once again, thank you for the joining, the partnering for Japan Mission, the Agape brothers and sisters. And number two, what is God's heart? Number two, our God wanted to send the people to the land where people need the Lord. Our God's heart, number one, He wants to search the people who can help my holy burden. Number two is that He wants to send more people to the mission land. Not only Japan, even Thailand, even the China. But I want to focus Japan. Number three, what is God's heart? He wants to show His unending love to them to save their life. Please remember, what is God's heart? Our God's heart through the Jonah, such the people. Are you ready to hands up your hands? Yes, Lord. Please use me for your great purpose. Please send this area. Lord, I want to be right. Please, I want to show your love, unending love to them. So, Pastor Pa, how can I join this Japan mission? So, what is our response to His calling? Number one, pray. Let's plant a seed of a prayer. So, can I introduce, I would like to introduce my mission goal in the future. So I want to focus on these three goals. Number one is wiser ministry. Especially focus the pastoral level. Pastors and elders and leaders in church in Japan. Yes, they want to learn. They want to study how to develop, how to start the cell group as well. the youth group as well. So I want to bring resource into the Japan to focus the Rhizome ministry. Yes, of course, I want a deep relationship with the mission organization, pastors, missionary too. Because our Japan revival is cannot be only one. Can come together, cooperate together for his final goal. Finally, I want to focus the reach out ministry. It's the focus on non-believer. I went to the Ira city. I met some of the young couple. They have the 2 children, 3 years old, 4 years old. So who are you? Because I'm looks foreigner. Like a Singaporean, right? No. So they look at me and then something strange people. Because they say, hi, konnichiwa. Hi, 私は Park と申します. My name is Park. Yes. Oh, hello. So I come from Singapore. So, oh, Singapore. I know Singapore. Morayan. Yeah. What's your name? Yeah, actually, my 2 sisters started learning the English. But my name is something like that. So reach out ministry is the focus, the children ministry. It's an English camp. And focus the students. It's a focus on non-believer. How many people non-believer? More than 99%. So in Ira City, my base camp, Ira City, 17 elementary schools. 5 junior high school, 4 junior school, and 6 kindergartens, 1 special needs school as well. You can look at these numbers. What do you feel? The harvest is the platform. But workers is a few. So this year, right? This year in February, the calculated Ira City population is going to now 78,000 people. Amazing, isn't it? The population is decreasing. In the most of city in Japan, but Ira City is increasing. 2024. Every year, the increasing number. Amazing, isn't it? Thank you for something like that. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, now increase the number. So I feel, yes, it is a chance to more people to share the gospel. The workers are few. The plant, the harvest is the plant full. Do you know how many churches, evangelical churches in the area? Now population almost 78,000 people living in there. But how many churches in there? The evangelical church, only two churches. And 3, the cult group also, 1 Catholic church. How you feel? Look at this number. Am I right? The harvest is a plentiful. Workers are very few. So that I want to bring more people to the Japan to share his love, his purpose. Number one is pray. And number two is partner. Yeah, please be a partner. Do you know the most important things about going the long journey is to have a partner to go on together. Let's be a spiritual partner for Japan's revival. Just now, the Pastor Matsumoto, so exciting, isn't it? 66 years, a grandfather. But if I explain about the Agape Church in Singapore, the mission, it's very exciting. Please come. Please help. The Macedonia people say, please shake and please come over to help us. Can you hear? So number 3, what is our response? Number 1, pray together and be partner, finally, patiently, wait by faith. I believe on that day, every nation will rise up together and proclaim, you are good God, you are Lord, you are our Father, you are my everything. I believe that the day is coming. The day is coming when we praise together his righteousness. Are you ready to raise up hand yourself? Now our God's search the precious people. And he wants to send more people to the mission land. And he wants to show his unending love to them. How can we respond? Number one, pray together. Just 1 minute, no need to 2 minutes, just 1 minute pray for Revival Japan. Lord, so Agape sending the Pastor Park to the Japan. He wanna be the person who is to share the gospel. Lord, please use him mightily. Why not? If you go to the Japan, please start your prayer walk. Like Jericho, the city. Shh. Don't say again. Don't say anymore. Just go around march. Just once each day. I give you the timing. Then you shout, proclaim together. Nowadays, the time is the shh. The prayer walk. We need your prayer walk. Number two, be a partner. If you have the time, this third service, I like it because so many now young people, yeah, many people younger than me. Okay, my son is 30 years old. Who is 30 years old this year? Thank you. Never mind. Okay. My daughter 26 years. Who is 26 years? Okay. Who? Only one. Oh, yeah. Thank you. God bless you. 神様は あなた を 愛してます. Be a partner. Please. The way the patiently. So, I like this group. Because when I was 26 years old, so one of the speakers say, who is 26 years old? Please rise up. Because John Wesley started ministry 26 years old. You are be the 26 years old. You are be the John Wesley. Oh, is it? Oh, okay. I'm so sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay, Lord, yeah. Thank you so much, Lord. Then I become a pastor now. Become a mission. I will bless you. 神様はあなたを愛してます. 神様は, our God is such you today. Welcome today's service. Because our God search you. And then he wants to send you to the Japan. And then he wants to show his love through your activity. Please join YA, the mission team for the next year. So thank you so much, the brothers and sisters, this year, the YA team. So now arrange many things for the YA team members. So we will visit the university as well. We will visit also churches as well. On Sunday, we visit three churches, all separate, divide the three churches. We encourage the Japanese churches. Am I right, Pastor Rikai? Right? Yeah. So our plan is so many plans now. The harvest is plentiful, but workers are few. Please, next year join the Japan mission trip. I want to sing this song with you together. Can you help the musician? If can possible, let's rise up together. Just pray for, like this song, prayerfully. On that day, shout to the Lord, King of kings, you are Lord of lords, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we praise you, we glory forever, forever, forever. Yes, Japan needs you. So our God is waiting for your decision. At least 1%, at least 1% of in your life, let's dedicate. 1%, can you calculate? 1% in your life, dedicate for the mission. I'm a Japan missionary. Please come to Japan to let's shout, let's proclaim. He is our God. He is the way. He is the hope. He is our life. Many Japanese people now losing the hope, losing the way. Where I go? Many people, 99%, they don't have the hope and life as well. Yes, we have already eternal life. Yes, Lord, thank you, Lord. But I like it. I'm so happy. But 99% of population in Japan now still living in spiritual darkness. How you respond? How you respond? Can you you hear God's voice this morning? Our God wants to search the people. He needs more workers. Please listen carefully. Our God wants to, everyone to say. But He say, our God say, I have no worker. But Japanese people still living in darkness. How can I not spare them? How can? My son, my daughter, could you come over to Japan to pray and shout and proclaim? They are waiting for you. Listen to